Wednesday edition of the show. Kyle, welcome.
How is your social distancing going?
The same as every day for me, because I think I've said before the virus all went down that my goal every day was to not leave my house. So this is really nothing different for me. And so, you know, I mean, obviously, not having family over and not going places, I guess, at all is something different, but I'm not a big leave the house guy. So,
yeah, I think that's depending on how long this whole thing gets dragged out, that will be where I feel it. I don't feel it right now because we're in the buildup to the draft, and now you're starting to hear that the general managers are starting to put some pressure on to push back the draft. So that's going to be a storyline to watch. But, you know, if the draft stays on schedule, there's so much to do right now that it's like, I wasn't leaving my house for another 4 weeks anyway. So
now my Garth Brooks concert got postponed. So there's that. Yeah. I had that lined up the weekend after the draft. So
I know you had asked me to come down for that.
It's June 13th now. June 13th now. I still have that extra ticket. So if things are safe, the invitation still stands.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, so we are going to, on this podcast, talk about the over-unders that were released by betonline.com for draft slots.
There's some free money in here, by the way.
There is, and we're going to let you know about that free money here on this podcast. The first take, so it's going to be like a player and then their draft slot, and we'll go over-under. We'll talk through these things. I will say this, the first thing I noticed when flipping through this name of this list of very popular names, not one running back is listed.
It's because they're impossible to peg.
I know it. So
they're impossible to peg in the mock draft machine. They're impossible to peg in mock drafts. They're impossible to peg in real life. So trust me, it hurts my soul to get into the 50s in a mock draft and see DeAndre Swift still on the board half the time.
That's why I keep picking them for the Bills or whoever, John Taylor, whoever. I'm like, yeah, that's we'll go.
I gotta get these backs off the board. Let's go.
Right, it's like, well, DeAndre Swift is that much better of a edge rusher than Daryl Taylor. I'm going to go with the better running backs, even if it's a running back. So, all right, let's rip through some of these fun names here. Start at the top here.
I mean, we'll keep an eye on the clock here, but there's what, like 30 of these?
There's 30. Some of them, there's not much to say because I think it is, like you said, free money. But
free money.
First one.
Andrew Thomas.
Andrew Thomas, Georgia. 36-plus inch arms. Over-under 10.5.
This is a really well-placed over-under. This is a really well-placed line because you've got the Browns at 10, the Jets at 11. The question for all the offensive tackles is what team can you see most falling in love with their flavor of play style, right? Or will you get a team that's eager to jump up and try and get involved in a trade up and jump up and get them in a... That's the hard part for over-unders, really, is accounting for trades. I don't have great conviction. I feel like Thomas is a little bit more on solid ground now than Jedrick Wills, which is weird to say.
Yeah. Right?
Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, because I think Jedrick Wills' tape is unbelievable.
But Jedrick Wills apparently has some medical question marks for some. There are some people that think Jedrick Wills will play guard, and there's other people who have concerns with the positional value of Jedrick Wills playing right tackle, which I think is nincompoop. But that's like, there's enough buzz here where if you had to predict right now who would go first between Andrew Thomas and Jedrick Wills, what would you say?
Probably say Thomas. And when I think about potential landing spots, it's the Giants. You can see Dave Gettleman loving those long arms and pedigree, three-year starter in the SEC in a pro-style system. And we know Gettleman's never traded back before, but it seems like he's more open to it than ever this year, especially you think about a team like the Chargers wanting to maybe go up and get Tua. Quick flip there for 4 and 6, and all of a sudden the Giants are sitting there at 6 thinking about Isaiah Simmons or Andrew Thomas.
Yeah. I'll say under 10.5, which means he is going in the top 10.
I think it's a smart bet just because of, like you mentioned, the Wills factor. And then, you know, I think Becton might be even harder to forecast. And I think Thomas is just such a clean projection that historically the NFL loves. So I think it's pretty safe to say that he'll be a top 10 pick.
Well, especially because he tested better at the combine than I thought he would, too.
Yeah. And he's got experience right at left tackle.
Yep.
All right. CeeDee Lamb, they got it at 12.5, which is conveniently placed between the Raiders at 12, 49ers at 13.
You know, this felt like such a home run for Arizona, and then they went out and traded for new Coffins. And they can't possibly draft them both, right?
No, it seems
like this becomes such overkill.
Yeah.
Which makes Arizona low-key a really fun spot to try and peg right now, by the way.
Yeah, it got to be a trench player, but could it be offense or defense? Who knows?
Right. You could go on either side of the ball here now all of a sudden.
Yep.
Who do I think the Raiders are going to fall in love with? Because you've got, like, by the way, Robbie Anderson signed with the Carolina Panthers of all teams. Yeah, isn't this team supposed to be tanking?
They do, and then they sign players like Tahir Whitehead and Robbie Anderson and John Miller and you're
Teddy Bridgewater to $21 million a year.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, guys, you're bad at this. Like, either get in or get out of the pool, dude.
Right.
But I say that to say the Jets at 11, losing their deep threat in Robbie Anderson, their skill players are no way. By the way, we've also heard from a couple of Jets fans on Twitter who listen to Draft Dudes. And we want to tip our caps to you, good friends.
Thanks. No Patriots fans, though. Not
no,
one.
No Patriots fans. Weird. Patriots fans don't listen to a draft podcast.
No. Get used to it, though. We're here for you. Come on down.
We'll see you guys in 12 months. How's that? Yeah. I think, and even Daniel Jeremiah's on this now, where he's talking about, he wouldn't be surprised if Henry Ruggs is the first wide receiver off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Blazing fast. So if you say Ruggs is the first wide receiver off the board, he's not going 10, right? He's not going in the top 10.
I don't think so. I think he
find a spot in the top 10 for a wide receiver.
No, it's 11, 12, 13, and there could be three in a row. There's going to be three between 11 and 15. There's going to be three receivers drafted.
I'll say over 12.5 for CD.
Me too, because I think that Ruggs and Judy will be the first two.
Okay.
So, yeah, I agree with you. 12.5 over on that one.
Okay.
Chase Young, 2.5.
Free money.
Yeah, over.
He's going at 2.
Under. Yeah, it's under. Going at 2. On 2, definitely. No, nothing to talk about there. Piece this one I thought cake. Was free money as well. CJ Henderson, cornerback from Florida, 16.5. That's between Falcons and Cowboys.
So 60, I guess they're leveraging this Cowboys, but man, this Travis Frederick retirement's thrown Dallas's team needs for a big old loop, hadn't it?
Yes, very much. And the Connor Williams ACL tear. So you could make a case that at center, they're probably okay with the idea of Joe Looney, who filled in for Frederick in 18, and then Connor McGovern, the player they drafted in the third round last year, as that's your options. You can get through with that. But Connor Williams coming off an ACL tear that he sustained on Thanksgiving Day, you know, they got to do something there in the interior offensive line.
Ruiz at 17.
Yeah, it's a slam dunk.
Henderson
getting past the Falcons, though?
No, and that's how I was going to say. Jacksonville at 9 as a possibility.
Right.
And the Falcons at 16.
Well, the Raiders at 12.
Technically, I doubt it. I think they're going to go either linebacker or wide receiver.
Linebacker, Kyle? They just got Nick Kwiatkowski and Corey Littleton.
Well,
brother, I got reamed by Raiders fans. I did that What Would You Do mock last week, and I gave them Patrick Queen, I think, with their second first-round pick. And they're like, oh, no, We got Kwiatkowski and Littleton. No linebacker for us. They think that Kwiatkowski is a three down player. Like, all right.
Man, that reminds me of when I gave an offensive tackle. I gave him like McGlinchey in February the year they took Colton Miller in the first round.
Never,
They were all pissed that they got a tackle in the first round. They said, "What are you smoking, dude?"
All right,
so Henderson, I'm taking under.
Me too.
I'm taking under 16 and a half. First half of the first round player.
Yeah, man coverage skills are too good.
Now, this one's going to break my heart.
This one's tough, man. Derek Brown, they got him at 8.5. And I'll tell you, my what would you do mock, I had him going to the Cardinals, and they're like, oh, why would you give us a run-stuffing nose tackle that can't rush the passer in the top 10? Okay.
That's not true.
Well, they have him at 8.5, which is perfectly placed between the Cardinals and Jaguars.
I've watched him snatch offensive tackles from the outside in a pass rush and win off the edge.
Telling you the feedback I got from the Cardinals fans who just wait till you see Jordan Phillips. Just wait.
Yeah, man. What a weird front. This they got like Zach Allen, right. Jordan Phillips. Imagine Derek Brown being in that same mix.
Would help it a lot.
Yeah, it would. But a lot of the same body build there, isn't it?
It's extremely weird. That,
it kind of checks out.
It's on brand. They want their tank up front, except for Jordan Phillips.
Cardinals need to take an offensive tackle.
Their defense was like 32 in the league last year, man.
I understand that, but who's your head coach? What's the identity of your team?
Yeah, you should be able to get by with what you have on offense and get some players.
No, Joe.
Give yourself a chance.
Don't check boxes just to check boxes. Invest in your strengths. Get this team Jedrick Wills, man. Get this team Tristan Wirfs.
So 8.5. I mean, is he going to the Cardinals or Panthers?
Because he's going over this.
Really? Okay. I agree with you. Over 8.5 with Derek Brown.
Henry Ruggs. Because like all these pieces are strategically placed based on like one team.
Not this one. Henry Ruggs 15.5 under.
Well, it's strategically placed around Denver.
Yeah, but there's Jets, Raiders, 49ers, Broncos. All
he going under this.
Yeah, that one's easy. Isaiah Simmons, 6.5.
6.5. Okay, so this is strategically baiting Panthers.
Mm-hmm. And Cardinals, in my opinion.
Total wild card is Gettleman, man. He does not give one lick about positional value at all.
Nope, and he's never drafted an offensive lineman in the first round. So as often as we like to think that he loves his hog mollies, he's never taken one in the first round.
Loves those early second round offensive tackles, though.
Sure does.
Go get Austin Jackson in round two, buddy.
He's drafted two running backs. He's drafted Kelvin Benjamin, Shaq Thompson, are all first round picks under Davey Gettleman.
All right. I'm going to take the under here, and the reason why is the Lions are a threat, the Giants are a threat, and the Giants in a trade back to 6 if the Chargers jump Miami for Tua is also a threat.
So you're banking on the idea that the Lions potentially could not take Okuda, and that if the Giants trade back and they will not go offensive tackle, they'll go with Simmons.
Yes.
He's too good of a player to not go this high, man.
Right. And that's what I'm really stuck on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I would not put real life money on this.
Oh, yeah. Stay away. But we're not doing that today. I'll say under just because I think he's too good of a prospect to get to number 7.
Okay. So we are in agreement on every line so far.
Yeah. But we have a couple stayaways here for sure. And we've got some free money. Okay, the next one is Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, South Carolina, 15.5.
Man, 15.5.
I feel good about the under.
Who's this baiting?
I think
where's he going? Where's he going in the top 15?
It's the Falcons. They should have put this at 16.5.
We just got done saying there's no way CJ Henderson doesn't get past the Falcons.
Well. Falcons got a lot of problems.
They've only got one pick at 16, man.
They do, but I think between Jacksonville, I think they're a sneaky team to go in the defensive line. I think the Panthers are a possibility. I think the Cardinals, if they wanted to get a more penetration-style player to go with some of their big dudes they have, Those are all possibilities. It may be Denver. I wouldn't think so, but maybe. Maybe Tampa, even though I don't. I mean, if there's none of the top four tackles are there, is Tampa going to sit there and pick Josh Jones?
They're going to beef up that offense for Tom Brady.
You think so? But
I know so.
What if their top four offensive tackles and the top three receivers aren't there? What are you going to do?
Trade back.
Somebody will move up to go get Javon Kinlaw.
Minnesota Vikings. With two first-round picks.
They have so many needs. I think it's under.
This is the one that I could see being a bit of a slider. I'm gonna take the over on this one.
All right, we're disagreeing here. Jedrick
because
Wills.
I think Falcons is a good like in case of emergency break glass.
Yeah.
So I'm hedging on the other side of this line.
Jedrick Wills 10.5.
At this point, I got to take the over for a lot of the dynamics that we've talked about.
Can't imagine it, but yeah, I mean, I get it. Sad.
It's not indicative of my thoughts on Jedrick, but just kind of like what the landscape looks like right now, presumably a month out.
Jeffrey Okuda 4.5. This one's interesting. I think the thought process here is the possibility that Detroit trades back with the Dolphins, and you know, all of a sudden the Lions are at 5 and not 3, and 4.5 seems like a good place to put the odds.
Well, you also know how much Gettleman loves drafting those corners, man.
He's invested so much in that. I mean, and they signed Bradbury. Like, come on.
Yeah, we've like quintupled down on corner. And it's like, just get your first picks right next time and you won't have to do this.
Right. Like, he's a slam dunk for the Lions at 3. But if they trade back, then it gets funky.
Well, so that's the root of the question, right? Is either Washington or Detroit actually going to trade out of their pick?
I don't think they are.
I don't think they are either, in which case I'm taking the under on Okuda.
Especially, I wish that, I know this would never happen, but it's almost like Miami and L.A., the Chargers, need to, like, have a conversation with each other. They're like, who's your guy? Who's your quarterback?
This has been proposed to me on Locked On Dolphins. Somebody asked me this yesterday. Like, why can't they just, like, have, like, a truce and be like, if your guy's Justin and our guy's Tua, why don't we just, like, sit tight? But I think there's enough other teams that are, like, kind of in the peripheral here where this wouldn't fly.
Who? The Patriots?
Technically Jacksonville.
Oh, that'd be so weird.
Technically the Raiders.
I guess the Panthers, too. Shouldn't.
Technically the Panthers.
It's like, we're like, we play each other every 4 years. You know, if I'm Chris Greer, like, Tom, just tell me your guy. And then I'll just respond with, we're going to try to trade up or not. We can move on and nobody has to get fleeced.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing is like Dolphins fans specifically are all worried about like somebody calling them up and like making up a trade offer. And I'm pretty sure you can't actually do that. I think there has to be like formal documentation of proposed trades between teams that can be provided to other teams if requested.
Here's something that's going to be hard for Dolphins fans, I think, is if the Chargers do trade up and they draft Tua, I don't think Miami fans will ever believe that the Dolphins wanted Herbert at 5 anyway.
And oh, yeah, then the narrative will be, oh, well, they settled.
Yeah. Good luck with that, brother.
Okay, so we're both on Okuda under 4.5.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry Jeudy, 12.5.
I'll take the under because I think he goes to either the Jets or the Raiders, and that puts me in striking distance.
Okay.
Especially with what those teams did in free agency. Pretty much not helping their receiving core. Nelson Aguilar went to the Raiders, right?
He did. Yeah.
That was the player yesterday when I was froze on a player that a receiver that I thought the Broncos got. I was crossing my wires.
Oh, really?
Aguilar to the Raiders. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he went to the Raiders. Hope he does well there too. He kind of, it got ugly here in Philly on the way out, but fact I like a fiction. Lot of what he does. Yeah.
Fact or fiction. Kyle Krabs owns a Philadelphia Eagles Nelson Aguilar jersey.
Fact.
I got the picture on my phone to prove
it. I was at Lincoln Financial Field for some.
Luke Combs was there, brother.
No, it was Kenny Chesney concert.
Old Dominion opened for him, right?
Yes.
Wasn't Luke Combs as well? Why did I think Luke
Combs was there? No, Luke Combs was not there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But I got shit-faced and was walking through the parking lot, and it was the Eagles fan shop, and Aguilar was a guy who I liked in the draft, and his jersey was in there, and it was on sale, and I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and buy it. That's fine.
That was a drunk purchase for you?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, I've never had one of those, but...
Yeah, well, it'll go up in the... it's hanging up in my closet, and I'll probably never wear it again, but... Oh, well. Jordan Love, over under 13.5.
I'll take the over.
There is no team above 14. There's that is realistically going to take him.
Well, I mean, don't you think for the same conversation we had about teams that could trade up other than the Dolphins or Chargers that they are worth consideration for liking Jordan Love, whether that's the Panthers, the Jaguars, the Raiders, the somebody moving up for the Patriots or something like that?
Yeah, I think the only way Love goes top 13 is if there's a trade up. And San Francisco's a very realistic threat to trade back because they need picks. That's the only way Love goes top 13.
I think it's safe to say that the over's the right bet here, but
mm-hmm. I agree.
Josh Jones,
25.5.
Let's see where that's between.
That's
the
between Minnesota and Miami. I'm taking the over.
I am too.
And it's strictly speaking, he is widely regarded as the fifth best offensive tackle. There are plenty of teams that need offensive tackles. Give me the over 25.5.
With you. This next one's free money, in my opinion.
Justin Herbert, 5.5.
Yeah. Under.
Under.
Yeah.
He's going at 5?
Yeah.
To Miami.
Yep.
So you're predicting a trade at some point in the top when we just got done saying Washington and Detroit are not likely to trade out.
You're exactly.
How is Herbert going at 5?
Do you want me to save this for my mock draft on Monday or?
Oh, you're predicting somebody to do something stupid.
I wouldn't say it's stupid. It's something that I think will happen. I think on Monday, right? I wouldn't be mad if I wasn't, but let me see.
Yes, you are on Monday.
Okay. So everyone will find out Monday what I think is going to happen with that.
So to recap, you think Okuda's going under 4.5. You think Isaiah Simmons is going under 6.5. And you think Herbert's going under 5.5.
I just the Simmons one is the hard one for me, and I just went with the idea that I think he's a good enough player to go in that range.
Okay, okay. Well, so, you got something weird cooking and I don't like it, but that's fine.
I think 2 out of 3 of those I'll get right.
Oh, so, okay, we're hedging bets already.
Yeah, that's how I mean, I made a lot of money this year, man, betting college football games with that mentality. You know?
Smart, so, yeah. You take 2 out of 3. Can't go broke taking a profit.
You won't ever. Justin Jefferson, 21.5.
This must have been set before the Bills trade.
No, this came out yesterday. Well, it comes out, the Vikings would love to get Jefferson at 22.
Really?
Yes.
No, man, they need corner and defensive tackle and offensive tackle.
They have Thielen and who at receiver?
I don't disagree. It's a deep wide receiver class.
I think he's a target at 22. Okay. So he's a target for the Eagles. if the Raiders wait on receiver.
Man, my gut says over.
Remember, the Eagles just went out and got Slay.
They did. Blake
Corner.
They also need linebacker, like, no tomorrow.
Yeah. I will, what is that, 21 and a half? I will take the over.
It's more compelling than my initial gut reaction, but yeah. My gut still says over. Kenneth Murray, 19 and a half.
That's right between the Raiders and Jags, who yep. both made significant moves in free agency for linebackers.
Give me the under.
Yeah, you're banking on some information there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am.
All right, I'm with you, under.
19 and a half, take the under on Kenneth Murray.
Doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
Doesn't have to make sense.
I know. Anytime I know we've never been wrong on that information. So,
okay. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 7 left, Joe. We gonna hammer these out real quick?
Can we?
We got about 5 minutes.
All right, let's go. Caleb on Chase on 16 and a half.
Man, I don't know. This is such a hard guy to place.
It's the especially Falcons
now
thing again.
Well, now that the Falcons went out and they got Fowler, I don't freaking know.
He ain't getting past 18, but 16 and a half. I mean, what about the Jets at 11? That'd be weird, but can't dismiss it.
They never take that position. They never take edge rushers high, and they're re-signing Jordan Jenkins.
I'll take so weird, but I'll take the over.
Right, and like it's stupid. He should not, but that my gut says 18 is where like I would be setting this at 17 and a half to make it really hard. Because at least Dallas is a compelling argument as well.
Christian Fulton 24 and a half.
Man, this feels like it should be under, but the tea leaves are saying this is over.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I will go over here just because people think for some reason Christian Fulton's not a top 2 or 3 corner in this class.
Mekhi Becton, 8.5. My heart hurts.
Do you get nervous about him in terms of like where the league's like if the Giants don't go for him, they go a different player?
No, Chargers at 6.
Chargers are getting a quarterback.
Okay.
They won't have a chance to draft him. Then where does he go? The Browns are going to go with Wirfs if he's there.
Carolina.
They got Russell Okung, man. Got that offensive line coach that loves him.
You're dumb.
Serious, man. They like him. They want to be their left tackle.
Man, this freaking Panthers team. Everybody stick with us. We're going to rebuild. We're going to trade for Russell Okung. And
you got to go. Hey, if you're going 5-man protection, you can't have Greg Little as your left tackle, man.
And you should have drafted Greg Little last year.
I don't know what to tell you. Right. Yeah, I could have told you that at the time, but.
Yeah, same.
I'll take over.
Over, man. Where do you think he goes? Give me a preview on your mock for Monday.
He's going to be tough to slot because I feel like the Jets now have to go receiver. Even though they realistically could. I mean, they probably, whether we like it or not, they probably think Anunua is a 1 because they're paying him.
Anunua
like
can't stay healthy.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that's, what I think. They probably business, think
okay.
Anunua, Crowder, and Perriman is a perfectly fine top 3.
It's not, though. That's okay, the problem. But
you know Gase?
Okay, so then they're taking offensive tackle.
Yeah, so and they could get another receiver in the second round. That's reasonable.
His floor is 14. None of the top 4 tackles are getting past 14.
But 8.5's too high. I'm taking the over.
Oh, man. Give me the under on this one.
Really?
We have some conflicting ideas on what the top 6 teams are doing. It's becoming very apparent to me.
Just way I feel today, man.
Patrick Queen, 25 and a half.
He can't get past the Eagles, right?
I was going to say, I think there's a demand here, teams in late teens, early 20s, that's going to have me going over here.
Eagles and Saints, man.
Yeah.
Under.
For as, as much fun as what's his name is for New Orleans.
DeMario never, Davis?
No.
Kiko?
No.
Oh,
Anzalone. Yeah, Anzalone. I should remember the dude's name. He's from my hometown. I think he's played in like, I think the most games he's played in a season is like 10. It's like you can't bank on him being a consistent starter. And if he is, then good. Then get Kiko's ass off the field.
All right, let's rip through these. Tua Tagovailoa with 3.5.
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. You're the one with the master plan here. You're going over, aren't you?
Over. Yep, over.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, I agree he's over 3.5 because I don't think anybody trades up, but I think we have different. I think your prediction is the Dolphins are going to draft Herbert over two, and two is going to go six to the Chargers.
That is not my prediction. I'll tell you that right now.
Jesus, what is in your head? McKinney, 25.5. He ran slow. It's not going to help him.
Between the Vikings and Dolphins, I think it'd be a great pick for the Dolphins.
At 26, I'd love it if they can get an offensive tackle at 18. I say over.
Yeah, me too. Safeties are weird.
Last one. Yetur Gross-Matos, 27.5.
Well, that's the range there. Seahawks, Ravens, Titans. You feel like that's the Yetur, the little landmines there. I mean, Seattle could bring back Clowney. They could sign Everson Griffin. But then I don't think he gets by the Ravens and Titans. But I'll take my chances that he slides one spot and I'm right. So I'll take the over.
Yeah. I mean, you're banking on one team being the one to pick him if you're going to be right with the under. So I'll take the over there as well. And you can take the over on 1.5 more podcasts this week from the Draft Dudes because it's Wednesday, which means we got one tomorrow, one on Friday. So hit subscribe. Come on back and see us. Kyle Krabs with Joe Marino. Thanks, as always, for listening. Go play some bets. Go make some money. Thanks for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.